Hey guys, I'm your host Olivia and you're listening to season one of BCT. We are the Christian podcast that enables you guys to hear people from all different backgrounds talking about their real life stories of radical change. Follow and subscribe so you never miss an episode. For those of you who don't know, at the start of each episode, I tell you guys a fact about myself so you get to know me more and more. Today's fact is that I actually have never watched the film Bambi, and it's gone so long now that it's like one of my most interesting facts, so I never want to watch it. And so many people say don't watch it because it's too sad, and I'm a crier, so. Right, today I am joined by Emily McCarthy. Hi, Em.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. Yeah, I'm really good, thanks. So tell me a bit about yourself, a bit about your family, and what you do for a living.
Okay, so I am a new wife. I got married just over a month ago now. Mm-hmm. I'm married to Kieran McCarthy, who has also done a podcast.
Yeah.
I've always been brought up in a Christian family. My family are also in the church. You probably know them. Jeff, Nicola, Kira, Evie, Ethan. And yeah.
So about what do you do for a living?
Oh, so after a long, hard 6 years working at McDonald's, I finally got a graduate job as a textile print designer. And this year I graduated from university as a surface pattern designer.
Cool. So what does that entail? Is that the word?
So surface pattern design is basically producing your own patterns to put onto interior and fashion surfaces. And so my job isn't really pattern designing at the minute. It's mainly just printing other people's designs and using the technical skills I learned at uni.
Cool.
And working, doing that full time. It's pretty fun.
Yeah, sounds it. So let's just go straight into it then. Yeah. When did you become a Christian?
So like I said earlier, I've always been brought up in a Christian home environment and I've always gone to church ever mm-hmm. since I was born. And yeah, so I've always known about God. I've always known who God is. I've known all of the like Sunday school stories. And yeah, so when I became a teenager, it started getting a bit harder when I started going into different friendship groups and went to like secondary school, and the world just became a bit bigger and you get little insights into other things in life. So I became a Christian at 17.
Okay.
So yeah, shall I like explain?
Yeah, go for it.
So when I got to secondary school, my friendship group was quite a negative place. It wasn't, no one in my group was Christian. They weren't the nicest of people, which meant I wasn't the nicest of people either. We all like, we were good friends with each other, but what, like, we weren't very nice to other people, I guess. Which I didn't realise until I came away from that sort of group.
Mm-hmm.
So growing up, I went to a few different churches and I never really had friends. I had friends, but not like solid friendships mm-hmm. in those churches. So I never really knew what a Christian friendship was like.
Yeah.
So when we moved to Baglam when I was about 15, I made different friends. My best friend is Chloe, for those who don't know. It was very different to the friendships I had in school, like school best friends and things. So yeah, by the time I was 17, I'd gone through the whole of secondary school with this friendship group. And towards the end of school, so like year 10, 11, that's when me and Chloe started getting stronger in our friendship. And I realised that the friendships were so different. And then I went to a youth camp called Soul Survivor, mm-hmm. which used to run. I'd been about 5 times before, I think. And this time it was the hardest point in school and my friendship. And I just realized that it wasn't the right friendship group that I should be in if I wanted to be a Christian. So I think I was listening to one of the sermons in Soul Survivor and listening to the songs, and it really hit me hard that, I really had to like choose what path I wanted to go down. It was like a sort of alternatum, if that's the right word.
Yeah, yeah.
Of like, you choose this path where you're going to go down a path of, thankfully it was before I was 18, so we hadn't started like going out to like town and clubbing and things like that.
Yeah.
It was either I choose that path where I know it would have gone to like town clubbing, drinking, partying, staying out late, doing all sorts of things that you shouldn't be doing really. Or I choose my friendship, my Christian friendship, where I was growing in my faith and learning more about God, being nicer to people and really strengthening my relationship with God as well. And yeah, I really had to make the decision there. So it was really hard. And I remember it was like a very emotional time. And it took me a few months to realise what had gone on and that that was the decision I needed to make. But yeah, by the time I was 17 in sixth form in the first few months, it really hit me that I needed to change for the better, and I needed to focus on God more than my friendships with the school friends. So yeah, it was a long sort of process, but I think it was definitely at Soul Survivor when I made that decision. But it wasn't a straight away thing that changed. It took a bit of time to
it's hard to
remove myself from those situations and find new friends and, you know, keep going. But it was definitely with the help of like prayer and knowing that I had friends, Christian friends around me who were praying for me and helping me and supporting me, really helped as well. Yeah, so I'm glad I chose that path and I'm still on that good path.
That's good.
With God.
Amazing. So members of the church will know that you went on a mission trip.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how long ago. When was it?
Oh, it was 2019. So
wow. Oh my gosh. Oh yeah, because COVID. Oh my gosh. Yeah, of course. Just. Wow. So let's just talk a bit about your mission trip. So how did you come across mission? And how did you decide that it was something that you wanted to do?
Okay, so obviously been in church my whole life. Mm-hmm. I've heard of people and different like groups going away doing mission trips before, and it was always something that I was interested about. I didn't quite understand it at first. So I was always interested about it. I loved hearing people's stories and what they've been up to, and traveling has always been something that I just kind of always have loved the idea of. Talking about Soul Survivor previously, when I was growing up and going to these camps, they'd always have like little stalls around, and they would have like flyers and leaflets and stuff about gap years. So sometimes they'd be like, do you want to do a gap year? And I was like, I'm in year 9, so that is a long time away. I can't do that yet. I wish. So I always knew about it. I knew it was an opportunity to do something like that. And I remember when I was in year 10 and 11, Baglan were doing trips to Africa in the Easter holidays, but it was around exam time, so I could never go. And I think when I was old enough to go, they had stopped them.
Okay.
So I knew that it was something I wanted to do. I loved the idea of going away and helping like people out, and you know, just talking about your faith and seeing what other people's faith is like in different countries and how they worship, and even just telling people who don't know anything about God, telling them about him. And yeah, it was always something that intrigued me. So I think it was that year that I went to Soul Survivor when I had become a Christian. I picked up a flyer from BMS World Mission. And I remember you could fold it into a paper aeroplane. And I thought nothing of it at first. I just picked up every flyer that was going because I knew it was something I would like to do in the future. And then it was something that I was always praying about. And if the right opportunity came up, then I would be able to do it. So it got to like the point in A-levels where they start saying about university. And I was always like, oh, I feel a bit weird that I don't really want to go to uni. I was like, I just want to take a step back from education.
Yeah.
And not many people did that from my school. Not many people did gap years, especially Christian gap years. So no one really understood what I was on about when I was saying to them.
Yeah.
And the school weren't really willing to help me with figuring it all out. So I'm glad I picked up some of the flyers from Soul Survivor because I knew it was definitely a thing that you could do.
Yeah.
And then I just started like searching and looking up Christian gap years, and but yeah, there were a few that came up, but I had, not realizing that I had picked up the BMS flyer, I saw the BMS World Mission Action Teams, and I was like, I think that's the one that I want to do. It seemed the best, like looking at the money side of things and the way that you fundraise, it all just seemed to be the best option for me. So I was just continuously praying about mm-hmm. it. I was the only person that I knew of my age doing anything like this, so I didn't really know what to do. So it was a lot of prayer and like talking to my family. I remember Neil coming round and talking to me about it as well. And yeah, it was, there were definitely a lot of people praying for me about it as well. And I applied to it, and that was the only one I applied to.
Okay.
So I did apply to universities just in case.
Yeah.
And I had like options to go to for uni, but I really felt like the right thing for me to do was a gap year. That was just where I felt led to go. Mm-hmm. That was what felt right to me. But I only applied to one. And I remember Neil saying to me, he was like, "You've only applied to one." I was like, "Yeah." And he was like, "Well, what if you don't get it?" I was like, "I don't need to worry about that. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, if I don't get it, I don't get it. But it'll be okay. Like, trusting God's plan completely." I didn't feel worried about it. Like, it didn't stress me out. Yeah. And I think a lot of adults were probably like, "What is she on about? Like, what is she doing?" I just went for it. So I went to the open day weekend.
Okay.
And it was like, I loved the open day. It sounded amazing. I met a few people, but because it was just an open day, you didn't really know if they were actually going to do the gap year. So I went there with my parents, and then I applied, and then I got through to the encounter weekend, which was where you basically go on a weekend to BMS, and you have this sort of loads of different tasks with people, and like they basically like assess you for the weekend. And I was with people I didn't know, never met them before. It was something completely out of my comfort zone, but again, trusted God in the process. And I knew that if that was something that I was going to do, I was going to have to get used to just doing things with people I didn't know and getting to know new people. It was an amazing opportunity to meet new Christians mm-hmm. my age as well, because aside from Soul Survivor, I hadn't really done any camps or anything. So it was honestly like meeting these new friends mm-hmm. helped my walk with God so much as well, being surrounded by other like-minded yeah. people. And yeah, so the encounter weekend happened. We then had a meeting about like what country you would like to go to, because they had a few different countries,
mm-hmm.
Why you would want to go to that country and things like that. So I saw Mozambique
mm-hmm.
and I was like, I would love to go to Mozambique. It said about sewing. I've got a degree now in textiles mm-hmm. and like I've done textiles since year 7, everything. It's always been like a passion of mine. And yeah, I just had my heart and mind set on Mozambique. And I was like, obviously it's God's plan. Like whatever happens, if I was going to go to France, then I'd be going to France. Like wherever God wanted me to go at that point in time, that's where I was going to go. So yeah, and then I just had to sit and wait like for mm-hmm. a few weeks to see if I got a place and to see where I was going. So those few weeks I was just praying.
Yeah.
That if it was the right plan, if it was God's will, then it will happen.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'll never forget the day that they said that we were going to get the email. They made out as if we were going to have it like in the morning or afternoon, and I was in school. So okay. I was in sixth form and I was waiting patiently, looking at my phone, and it went all day, and I was like, oh, I haven't got it. Like, I definitely haven't got it
because no.
I haven't had anything through. I just remember like sitting in my room and I got this email and I literally screamed. Like, I was like, oh my gosh, I got it. I'm going to Mozambique. And my parents are like, what? Like, that's literally the place that you were like, that's where I want to go. But like, that's where I felt like would have been the best place, like the most suited to my skills. And yeah, it was like, it was incredible. And it that was just the start of seeing God's plan pan out throughout the whole experience. I don't know if you remember every sort of hurdle that me and my team had to go through. But yeah, honestly, the mission trip like changed, like it's changed my life.
Mm.
And it changed the way that I just live. My walk with God, my trust in God in like any circumstance, no matter how big, how small.
Mm.
Like, and just not knowing, like, before I went on this mission trip, I didn't really have to deal with the unknown and not knowing what could happen next. Like, basically living every day as, like, what is going to happen tomorrow? Which, obviously, we're not meant to know what is going to happen tomorrow. But it really opened my eyes to trusting in God and seeing where his path can take you. Mm. So yeah, I won't go into my whole experience because I'll be here for hours.
But you'll have to come back.
Yeah, there was a lot of hurdles. We were in Portugal for 2 months. Then we went to Africa for 4. Had to get sent home early because of COVID. Couldn't finish the whole program. Couldn't get visas, blah, 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 blah.
Endless.
Big, big stress, but trusting in God. And we were so, I was so calm and chilled the whole time. Because I was like, it's God's plan. God's got it. We've come this far.
That's the best way to be.
Yeah.
So what was your favourite part about your experience then? And what would you say to people who are maybe wanting to try it for themselves?
So I think obviously my favourite part of the whole experience as a whole is learning and growing so much in my faith and my relationship with God. Genuinely, like, that strengthened my relationship with him so much. And it's incredible to look back on now and just remembering how much he had a plan and he knew exactly what was going to happen every step of the way. Obviously, there's other parts as well, which my favourite bits, like getting to know new people, experiencing new cultures, being, although it was stressful at times, like becoming a primary school teacher when I was 18 and just out of school and I wasn't qualified for that. I didn't even want to be a teacher. I was like, what? Just being able to, like, form those relationships with the little children and, you know, like, seeing their faces when you walked into the classroom and being able to teach them maths and English in really fun ways. And just, being able to make relationships and friendships with people, because we were also youth leaders in the international church. And, you know, it, like, just being able to talk to the other youth about faith and... There was one point where we had, like, a youth session where it was, like, they brought their parents along as well. Okay. And we had these really good, like, different circle chats going on. And we would have a talk and then we'd go away and discuss it. And honestly, some of the questions that, like, even the parents were asking me, I was like, oh, I don't really know how to answer this. But the discussion was just incredible.
Oh,
like, just talking about faith and God and helping those who didn't really understand and, like, teaching them. Yeah, it was just amazing.
Sounds incredible.
Yeah, it was.
So here's, like, the big question, though. Would you do it again? Like, I know you do little trips, but would you do another big trip?
Yeah, so obviously Romania. I haven't spoken about Romania at all. Oops. That's another, like, week trip that we do every year in Baglan. Hospices of Hope, shout out to you guys. And I just love going back because it is just for a week, but honestly, again, like, seeing those kids there and seeing how happy they are and how much they love joining in with the Christian songs and the stories that we tell them, and, you know, just being able to help people and help them enjoy a holiday club is just so much fun. So yeah, I would definitely love to do another longer term mission trip. It's something that Kieran and I are praying about, and if it's somewhere like that God wants us to be, and he'll lead us there. But yeah, it's definitely something that we've spoken about before, and if the opportunity came up and it was the right time and God's plan and God willing, we would definitely be likely to go away somewhere. And even if it was a mission in the UK, it doesn't have to be abroad. But yeah, it's definitely something that I would love to do again, and I know Kieran is definitely interested in doing as well. Yeah, if other people wanted to do mission trips and if they asked me, like, would you recommend it, 100% I would. I've told everyone since I got back from Mozambique and Romania and everything like that, absolutely go for it. Like, it's a once in a lifetime opportunity, or if you're, you know, blessed enough to do it more than once, like, 100%, it teaches you so much and it helps your relationship grow with God so much. It's just incredible, such a blessing.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Emily, for coming on.
That's okay. Thank you.
I wish
for
we could
me.
Chat more, and I want to know more. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of BCT. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and follow us on all the social media platforms. Bye for now.